Okay, so we are back. We're going to be doing another one of our delightfully dark discussions. It's me and Alana here, and today we are going to be talking about working with Mammon. He is one of the most transformational dark lords I have ever personally worked with. Mammon is the reason I'm here right now, where I am in my life, and he is the reason that I basically have gone from where I was to running a successful business that continues to grow and thrive every year. And it's all because of the guidance and wisdom that he has instilled in me. And Alana's here with us, and she's also had experiences with Mammon. Why don't you
Yes.
share us or share with us your experiences with him?
Well, it was pretty intense, actually. He approached me because I kind of wanted to work with him, and he said if I did want to work with him, I would have to set up an altar. And at that time, I had heard what working with him was like, and I was not ready. I was like, there's no way I'm setting up an altar. I will set an altar up when I'm ready. Now is not the time because I had a lot of things shifting in my life already just from working with the demons I was working with at that time. And I ended up accidentally setting up an altar because some people might know that I did leave an abusive relationship and I had no furniture. So I was out shopping for furniture and I saw this beautiful table and I thought, wow, this would be the perfect altar table for Mammon. So I purchased it, I brought it home, I set it up, completely forgetting that he had said, when you're ready to work with me, set it up. And after I set it up, my life just completely fell apart.
When I started working with Mammon, my mentor at the time advised me to work with him and said, Mammon is life-changing. He's absolutely amazing to work with. And I was like, I really am not happy where I am. I want to change my life. I want to, I had all these dreams, these visions, these goals that I wanted to attain with no conceivable way to make them happen. So I took my mentor's advice and I approached Mammon. Now, he did not respond to the first invocation I did for him. I had another demon show up who basically told me what I would have to do in order to have Mammon work with me, which was set up a very specific altar, set up a very specific system. I had to make my own ritual. I had to find a way to approach him in a very respectful way. But I did it. I did it because I really wanted to work with Mammon. And also that experience in itself was quite amazing. So I followed his advice and I set up this altar. I did this grand physical invocation. I had like all the offerings. I had all the physical manifestation points. It was quite the ritual, and he did show up, and it blew me away. And all he did for the first meeting was basically warn me of how hard it was going to be, and then give me a giant reading list that I had to read. So I had a lot of homework to do when I worked with him. And I did that. I followed his advice. I read the books. And it felt like at times that nothing was really coming together. I'd get little snippets of things. I'd get little, impressions, but I was having such a hard time pulling it together. Then he got me into this position where I ended up working with some pretty powerful people, and he told me just to watch them. He told me just to watch them and observe them and learn from them and learn and basically absorb myself in their energies and start to try to see the world from their perspective. And so I did that, and still it felt like nothing was working. I was so frustrated. I remember thinking, I was like, I don't get how nothing can be working. I don't get how everything can be falling apart this way. I don't get why nothing is coming together. And he kept telling me that it was my mindset that was wrong. It was where I was directing my focus, where my energies were going. All of the stuff was basically impacting me and blocking me. And then I remember the day when it all just fell apart. Like everything, my entire world crashed, and it crashed and burned so hard. And I remember I actually at times thought Mammon was torturing me. That
I do
feeling.
know that feeling.
I was like, why are you doing this to me? And he's actually one of the only dark lords I've ever sworn at and never really, I had a few days where I was very angry, I'll admit that. And he actually mocked me during those sessions because I was so emotional, and he just kept telling me the same thing. He's like, well, you're wasting energy on this. You should be focused on what you want. And it's like, I don't have money for food. What are you talking about? Focus on what I want. I want food. I want dinner.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I went through a part of that, too, as after I had set up the altar. I didn't realize at first what I had done, because I did set it up. I had been buying things and, you know, getting it ready for that perfect moment when I was going to set the altar up. So I had a box of things for ma'am, and then I was like, as soon as I'm ready, I'll set the altar up. Well, somehow I forgot that, you know, he... Once I set it up, this was gonna start. So I did set up the altar with everything I had gotten, and once everything started, there were days when I could not eat because it was so insane. My life just completely crashed too.
It's amazing, and I realized looking back on it, it was not him torturing me. It was not him, you know, destroying my life. It was not even me being cursed or me being attacked or anything. What it was I was living in a particular reality. I was living in, I had particular views on things. I had, basically my mind was made up on what my reality was and what I was able to attain. And I had a specific way that I felt like I was going to attain success. I was like, oh, this is going to happen. It's going to be step one, step two, step three, step four. And it's going to be all simple and happy and nice. And what I didn't realize is that the reality I was living in was a reality where there was no way I was ever going to be successful, because that reality was actually holding me at the vibration I was. There was no way I was ever going to attain success with that mindset. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening was he destroyed that mindset. He destroyed it and destroyed every last trace of it. He actually like just took my old life and basically like nuked it, just blew it up.
Yes.
And so I'm left with this, like, basically with nothing. I'm left with no attachment, nothing, except holding on to like the few little things in my life that I wanted to attain. I mean, a lot of people don't know I was pregnant at the time when this happened. So it was the perfect timing too. And a lot of people say this was cruel, but I was 7 months pregnant. So getting a job was impossible. I mean, you go try and apply for a job when you're 7 months pregnant, they look at you as if you're a leper. It's true. I went to a few job interviews. I tried. And no, he was adamant that I needed to shift basically my perspective and do this. And that's basically how SNS was formed. That's basically how my entire life right now came about, is I stopped looking for the path, and I started just doing what I was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
That was what it came down to. And, you know, you manifest the situation, you manifest the opportunity, and it presented itself, and I took it.
Yeah, I can relate to that too, because I had two particular paths that I wanted to walk at the same time. And I was walking the one as an engineer. I was an engineer, and I thought that was what I wanted to do at the time, but I also knew that I did want to work with demons full time and come out here and work with you as well. So I had been training with you at that time, but I was kind of on hold because engineering had gotten to be so much. Yeah. They put me on call for 2 months straight, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The phone would ring and I would have to get immediately on my computer and work. I used to sleep with the laptop in the bed next to me, and I'd get calls at like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I had to get on and fix it. And it was 2 months straight this went on. And after, I think I was like a month and a half, almost 2 months in, I thought, this is going to kill me. In fact, I hope I die. I can't do this anymore. This was after setting up the altar, because after I set up the altar, that was when they decided to make me lead on a project, and I did get put on call 24/7, and there was nobody else to do it. Nobody else wanted to.
You know, you're working with Mammon, and when you reach a point where you just wish death would take you.
Yeah. I was like, why is this happening? And it was, you asked me, well, if you could do anything in the world, what would you do? And I was like, this is not what I would be doing. And I would go basically live in the middle of nowhere and not have to see anybody anymore, because I really at that point did not want to. But it made me look at what I really wanted to do, because you can't, what I learned from that, from Mammon, from you, from the whole experience was I was trying to do two things at once, and it, the engineering thing, it was not my passion. It was something I wanted to do. It was something I did do. I was able to, I achieved that goal, but then I got there and it was not what I wanted.
That's, and I had a similar thing because I did enjoy the job I had. I enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed the people I worked with. Mm-hmm. I worked with a guy who conjured gin. Yeah, he was a businessman. He was really, you know, he had amazing skills and stuff. And he did all the spiritual stuff on the sides. It was amazing working with him and learning from him. So I was really cozy there. It was the same thing. I was working that job, and I was also trying to build up this business on the side where I did want to, you know, teach people about demons. I did want to do all these things, but I was just so comfortable where I was that there was no way it was ever going to happen. There was no way it was ever going to happen without a change. So, you know, in steps Mammon with his nuclear bomb.
Yeah, that's where you lost the job for me. I was like, mm-hmm. I can't do this job anymore.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a job. It was a contract, right? So, it kind of all fell apart, but it needed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it needed to happen. That was another problem. If it was a job, I could have collected mat leave. If it was a job, I could have collected the AI. I had a contract. Right. So there was nothing. I mean, it basically just ended. And I'm like, all right, I can pawn this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Yeah, for 3 months, I basically pawned so much stuff, which was really painful at times. I mean, I remember one thing I pawned. I still am sad about that. It was a gold Cougaran that I had. And I remember looking at it and I was like, my mortgage. I was also, it's interesting because I was also carrying two mortgages at the time. I was lucky that I was able to manifest the money for all my expenses every month for those 3 months. And I realized in those 3 months, that was how you manifest things. I got to such levels of desperation that I was willing to push anything in order to, you know, get this. I was willing to, mm-hmm. to push things. And I realized, you know, that it was possible. It was possible for me to manifest these things. It was possible for me to pull things out of places I never even knew were possible. And it was possible for me to grow what I wanted to. And I realized that was another thing that was holding me back during that time that Mammon taught me, was because I was clinging to the contract job so strongly, I didn't actually have faith that I was going to be able to do it. To do it on my own. So being forced to, I was able to step into that, which the lessons that Mammon teaches, I mean, looking back on them, even writing about them, looking back on them, there's so many angles I didn't see, so many things I didn't see at the time that I look back on. I'm like, oh my gosh, he taught me that as well. Mammon teaches in layers. Mammon teaches, everything Mammon does, he teaches in layers. And when you look back on those layers, you see the different layers in his teachings. You see how he's approached things. You see how he set things up in order for you to succeed, if you're willing to succeed.
Yeah, that was another thing I experienced too, that if you're willing to succeed, because there was always another choice. There was, well, what do you want? Are you going to do the work to get what you want? And it was challenging. And it a few times I was just like, when I was trying to buy a house out here, because after I decided I didn't want to be an engineer anymore, I was like, that's it. I'm buying a house. I'm moving. I actually had a 5-year plan to get out here, and it turned into 8 months because I was so just pushed to the limit. I was like, no, this, I cannot do this anymore. If I stay here, I'm going to die an early death from the hours I'm working and the stress. But it was not easy. It wasn't just, you know, oh, you get pushed to your limits. You decide you don't want to do this anymore. And now, you know, you get handed something. No, there was a lot of lessons along with it. It was everything I faced really was a challenge. Do you want to get out of the energy vibration that you're in? Are you going to put the effort in? Are you going to learn this? And it felt like it kept building on itself. And I mean that in a positive way, as in, you know, I had a foundation, and then I faced one challenge. And when I overcame that, there was another one, and things I had faced in the previous one sort of built on themselves and led to the next one. So I had background in things I needed to get to where I wanted to be.
that's the thing with growth, especially when working with Mammon. There's, it's like, while you're growing, there's always an obstacle. Always.
Yes.
You're being hit by obstacles left, right, and center. And the bigger the goal you ask for, the more obstacles you're going to be hit by.
Yes.
It's like, there's that saying, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true in this situation, because it's like, I want to do this. Okay, well, what are you willing to do to get that? Mammon will shift the environment so that you are forced to face all these things that are holding you in this place.
Yes, he will.
He shifts it. He just like, all right, you want this? Well, I'm going to make it happen, but you are the one that's going to have to grow to claim it. You're the one that's going to have to rise up and take it. I can give you the opportunity, but you have to train yourself to see it, and you have to be able to take it.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth working with him. And I know I've heard people who are like, oh, I'm working with Mammon. And then people who are like, I want to work with Mammon. And then they'll come back and be like, my life is falling apart. And it's like, well, you're definitely working with him, it sounds like, because that's been my experience with it.
Yeah, and the thing is, and this has been one thing that's been really challenging, is you can't focus on the destruction. You have to hold course and focus on what you want. It's like, okay, everything's falling apart. Well, I want this. I want this, and I have to keep going for that. And sometimes it's really hard because, you get hit with a lot of things. Like, there's emotional layers to this. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of our emotions, they've set us up so that we are conditioned basically to feel a certain way in this vibration that we're in. So we have all these feelings, we have all these perceptions, which are basically containing us in this vibration.
Yes.
In order to step out of that, you have to face those things and be able to leave them behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really hard thing, is leaving a lot of these things behind, because these are things that we become comfortable with. We may not like them, but we're comfortable with them. That's one thing that I have experienced a lot of in this, is really stepping outside of my comfort zone. And it's been consistent. It's like the second I get comfortable, something new comes up.
Yes.
Like, I'm starting to fear the comfort more than the actual yes. challenges, because it's like, uh-oh, I'm comfortable. What's going to happen?
It's what's like, coming next.
At least if I'm in it, I know what's happening and I can deal with it.
Yeah. I've actually had times where I've even now I still work with Mammon, and, you know, I have big goals. There are things I want to do, and I know there's going to be a lot of work to get them done.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where it's just like, you know, you wake up and you had asked for this, you did whatever you needed to do, and now it's time to receive it. But everything in between getting to where you want to be, it's just, I'll have days where I'll wake up and I'll be like, well, this is happening. This is terrible. I'm just kind of like expecting it now. So it's not, I'm not in like this terrible emotional turmoil. I'm just like, all right, what do I need to do to fix this? Because this isn't going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a different place before where I was like, you have to just keep going with it.
Yeah. Well, you have to realize that the vibration you are and the vibration of what you're asking for, that if there's a big difference, your world is going to be shaken up and basically shifted, mm-hmm. sometimes in a really harsh and horrific way, as you head towards that new vibration. So
yeah.
the further away it is, the more, what's the word I'm looking for? It has to do with earthquakes. The more shaken up your experience will be. Like, it's going to shake up your world. It's going to tremors. It's going to,
oh, tremors.
Yes, tremors. The more tremors you're going to have.
Yeah.
On the journey there. Growth, success, shifting your vibrations, moving in that direction. It's an amazing journey, but there's a lot of things you've got to face. And sometimes it can be a really painful journey. And I've heard of this, of a lot of successful people, that they go through a time where their life basically just falls apart. Something happens, something horrific happens, something shakes their world and changes their perspective and causes them to really shift out of where they are. And it's actually, this is one thing I actually like about working with demons, is that Mammon, every shift he's done has affected me. My family has been safe in it. I haven't had to deal with personal tragedy, which I'm very, very grateful for, and
yes,
hope to continue. It's always been my internal tragedy, my self tragedy,
mm-hmm.
which is one thing I feel working with them has helped with, because they do have that understanding. I mean, working with demons, it's, this discussion is not meant to scare anybody. It's just, this is working with Mammon. But one positive thing of working with them is I do believe that they make this transition as painless as possible. It's just, some of the things you have to go through are naturally painful.
Yeah, and I think it comes from within ourselves, and that's actually something interesting that you just mentioned, because I've heard people ask before, well, you know, are demons going to attack my family or hurt my family members? And I've never had that happen. It's always been internal stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been things I needed to change or face. You know, they did not hurt my family. Some people claim that they've had issues, but I really don't think those people are working with demons.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never had a problem with my family with demons. Never. Well, except for one, but that was something my husband asked for.
Oh, yeah.
It was his own internal struggle that he had to face. Oh, that's for another podcast, though.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's always been a very personal journey for me. And it's always been one where I basically really had to face myself. I've really had to face the shadows in my life. And I mean, they've influenced the external world for me. I've seen physical evidence of things shifting in my surroundings, opportunities opening up.
Yeah.
Basically knowing exactly what I have to do. Mm-hmm. To get where I need to go now. Like before, I had it in my head. I was like, I got to do this, this, and this. And I thought it would be great and wonderful. Now I'm like, okay, I've got to do this. And this part of this is going to scare me. It's going to terrify me. And I don't want to do this, but I have to. Because I know I've got to get to this point. Because this is what Mammon's showing me I need to do. But that part of the journey is internal. It's me facing my own shadow. It's me facing my own, like, the inner sides of myself.
Yeah.
And really pushing myself to go forward.
I've had that too, where I've taken a slightly different approach to it, where it's been like, okay, I actually want to change this. I know that my mindset is not serving me. What do I need to do? And I almost prepare myself for sort of an inner destruction and transformation. Even with that, I'm still not ever always fully prepared for what goes on, because you don't really see everything until you're facing it. And then it's like, oh, wow. I really don't want to deal with that, but here we go.
Oh, yes, I know those moments. It's like it happens and it's like, here it is. The moment I feared.
Yes.
I'm here before it. Now I have to take it. And you rise to it, you know? I mean, that's the thing. And it gets easier to rise to it. But
yes.
with each thing, I mean, it gets to a point where you're like, you're enthusiastic. You're like, I want the next obstacle because I know it's going to bring me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, the last 5 years have been incredible. It's been absolutely incredible. I mean,
yes.
I have experienced so much. I've done so much. I've manifested so much. I mean, my life is an entirely different place than where it was 5 years ago. And it's thanks to Mammon.
Yeah.
And now it's thanks to Mammon. It's thanks to working with demons. It's thanks to their guidance.
Yes.
And I was told at certain points, you know, you're going to face horrors. And I did. They were horrors of my own creation, though.
Yeah.
And they were the horrors that were holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't them, you know, bringing on these horrors to torment me. It was them showing me, this is what you have to do now. This is what you have to face. This is what you have to, you know, heal in order to get where you want to go. And you know what? Everything they've said would happen has happened. Everything they showed me that would happen if I did certain steps happened.
Yes.
Whether I resisted it or not, that's another story. But it happened.
Yes. Yeah.
I know, huh? I probably would be so much farther ahead if I didn't sabotage myself.
Yeah, that's part of it, I guess, is getting past the self-sabotage as well.
Working with him, though, he's brilliant. I mean, the conversations I've had with Mammon are just incredible. The wisdom I've received from him, the information, just how he sets things up, the things he says, what he shows me. I mean, how he views the world, it's so amazing. And I know I don't even grasp like a fraction of what he's talking about, because he just understands things at such a high vibrational level. And when I start to, you know, look back on different conversations I've had with them, because I do write them all out, and I read them over again, and I'm like, I did not see this before. I didn't see this.
Yes.
This is brilliant. A lot of people ask me, how do I communicate with Mammon? I have a few ways I communicate with him. I am clairsentient, which means I can interpret energies. So when I'm in communication with them, my third eye and my clairsentient ability has evolved to the point that I can translate energy vibrations into words. So I connect with them and I communicate and I sense the words that they're saying. That's one way to do it. I can also use a clairaudient skill, which I'm developing. It's getting stronger, where I work to hear them, because I do work to develop all my skills. It's funny because with psychic skills, you can get really comfortable with one.
Yes.
You get really comfortable with one. And then it's like, oh, I got to learn the others too. It's like, but I'm so good with this one and it's so easy. It's like, all right, fine, I'll do the other one. Yeah, it's so
comfortable.
That's another way. Another way that we do it, and this way is pretty cool, is we will actually channel and translate for each other.
Yes.
And what's really cool about that is how we get the similar messages.
Yes.
Almost the same messages. The difference is in dialogue, because you're clairaudient and I'm clairsentient, but mm-hmm. the essence of the message is the same. And another way I have done it in the past is my husband naturally can channel them. And he's got his own psychic skill, and he's channeled Mammon before, which is another fascinating discussion. What's interesting, though, is all the different ways the message is the same.
Yeah, we do generally get the same things. It's the way that I communicate with him is primarily via clairaudience, because that is my strongest skill. But with him, I find the things that he says sometimes are so layered. I also have been developing my clairsentience, and I do sense things from him, because it's like, well, I hear this, but there's something else here as well. So it's trying to get all the multiple layers of it and really figure out what he's saying, because he can be a little bit complex at times.
Mm-hmm. They really do speak in multiple dimensions.
Yes.
And yeah, translating them is like our coven. We'll also do like group sessions, and we mm-hmm. will, you know, we'll all be like, all right, what are y'all getting? And those sessions are cool too.
Yeah, those are always amazing, seeing what each one of us gets, or, mm-hmm. you know, if we have a situation that we're dealing with and we're just comparing notes, and it's like, well, what were you getting on this?
Yes.
And sometimes we'll hear or sense the same thing at the same time and be saying it, and then that's always entertaining.
Oh, they're very entertaining. I love the group sessions. I love having that group dynamic and that group energy. It's funny, because I was a solo practitioner for so long. I was always on my own. I was always, you know, just mm-hmm. working with them. And then I met my husband when I was 20, and I started teaching him about it, and he picked up the skills, and we shared the path together, and he started learning, and he started embracing, and he started getting his own messages, and he started connecting with them and working with them, and really, you know, grew his own ability and really stepped into that and claimed his own power. So then it was really fun working with him, because then we'd be able to share notes, and then I met the other girls, and I met you, and then we all just kind of came together in this incredible dynamic. And it's so neat seeing how we all get things, mm-hmm. but yet how aligned we are.
Yeah.
That's been a really amazing part of this, is the community thing. Because one thing, I mean, when my life all fell apart at that point, it was just me and my husband. It was just him and I.
Yeah.
And then from that, since then, I've met so many people. I've met so many different people who have different experiences, different ideas, and it's built up that energy.
It's amazing doing it in a group too, because it is. It's one thing to do it on your own. And I always questioned everything, even mm-hmm. when I did get something from them, and it would happen. It's a completely different feeling to sit there in a room and have somebody say the same thing that you just mm-hmm. got. And it's really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like incredible verification. Oh, and then yes. The things that, you know, my husband got that we didn't tell him. I was yes. like, no, how do you know this?
Those are always horrifying moments, because we keep saying, you know, you don't have any secrets with demons, because, well,
you got no secrets with them.
No, things I didn't want people to know, and then they are asking me about them, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes. Where did you get that from?
It's like, oh, they told me.
Yeah, and then it's like, what?
And you're there shaking your fist.
Resisting the urge to swear right now thinking about it, because it's like, nobody was supposed to know that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's another part of it, is just letting go of those inhibitions, letting go of that. I mean, you really have to be fearless. You really have to be bold and fearless yes. if you want to get out there and be successful. And that's one thing I've really learned, is that when you drop those shells, when you drop all the stuff that you were told, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and you just kind of step out there and be yourself, a lot of good things happen from it.
Yes.
We really are restrained and held in a little box.
Yes, especially by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is we think we fear. Once you eliminate the fear or take away whatever it is that you're afraid of, it's very freeing. There were things like I didn't want people to find out about, and I was, you know, trying to keep them hidden. And then
I don't think 2 years ago you would have gotten on Voice with me.
No. Even a few months ago, I didn't want to. Speaking of that, some other people don't want to either, but...
Yes. We'll get them on eventually.
No, I remember the last time. Okay, the first podcast we did, you just turned the microphone on and started talking, and I was like, oh, no, I really don't want to do this, but...
And then I uploaded it.
Yeah, I know. That was a really scary moment, too.
Well, you went along with it. You didn't run out of the room.
No, I thought I was going to run out of the room, and I started talking, and I'm like, all right, we're staying here. We're doing this.
Other people have run out of the room. They've been like, nope.
Just out of the room completely silent. You hear the door shut. That's not much of a podcast.
We do have podcasts like that.
That will never be uploaded.
Yes. Like
the outtakes. Akelta talks to herself.
Oh, come on. I'm sure everybody expects that. I fully accept it. The people are going to think I'm insane.
Yeah. I had to get used to that. I'm pretty used to it now.
I'm sure some people do. I'm sure some people listen to this and go, crazy schizophrenic girl. I mean, you know, that was another thing, just accepting, you know, I am who I am. I can't really be anyone else but me. And why should I try? Why should I try to be anybody else but me? Exactly. This is who I am, raw and unfiltered, and just, you know, take me or leave me.
Exactly. That's where I'm at this point now after working with demons for several years.
It makes life fun when
it does.
Yourself, when you're just able to just be unfiltered like that. It really reveals different layers of yourself. It really reveals, you know, a truth. There's a sincerity and a truth to it. And I think it's really one of the calls of the left-hand path is to experience that sincerity of self.
Yeah, I think so too. And I love when I see other people that do it too, because it's such an empowered place to be. And going from where I was to where I am now, the mm-hmm. difference and just the way that it feels, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, your story is incredible. I mean, you should, you know, I know there's probably elements like that you might not want to talk about yet, but a lot of the things that happened to you, I mean, and just your story. I mean, it could be so inspiring to people who are in the same situation as you.
Thank you. Yeah, I have to get all of it out there. I've tried to share bits and pieces of it, but... Yeah, I mean,
in time.
Yeah, exactly.
In time. I know it's been quite the journey. I've walked a lot of it with you.
Yes.
I know we've had the nights where I've been up worried about you because I didn't know what was going to happen, and yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. When you leave an abusive relationship, it's just, interesting things happen.
Yeah. You know, that was another thing that was so amazing, how fast they manifested. I know the demons did that, because just how everything came together for you.
Yes.
It was like they were right there with you, guiding you and helping you and getting you out. I mean, you had all the openings to set it up so that you could leave.
I did, because, well... They kept, I mean, I could hear them, and they were like, you need to get away from him. And I was like, I can't leave him. I cannot. I can't. It was my entire world. I couldn't even drive at one point. I was unable to get into a car and drive myself.
Isolation.
Yes, because I was so afraid. The panic attacks were so bad. And they said to me, you have to leave him. And I was like, I can't. And they're like, as soon as you decide that you want him out of your life, say the word and he'll be gone. And then I did reach that point. And it took
me... That was a beautiful day.
Yeah. It was right before, actually, I came on vacation to Vancouver. I decided I was going to leave him. And I was like, well, I can't do it before I leave. So after I got back from that, it took me 2 weeks to get out of there. The day I got back really late at night. And the following day, I went and found an apartment, and they cleared me in like an hour with my credit check and everything. And they're like, okay, you're good to go.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was. And in 2 weeks, I had everything lined up, you know, whatever I could fit in my car, which wasn't much. I had no furniture, like I said. And
then the first night you slept on the floor?
I did. I slept on a floor a couple nights, and then I went and got a bed. Actually, I think my mom brought me a blow-up mattress. But yeah, it's insane to look back at that. I mean, and I felt so much peace. Even though I was in an apartment, it was completely empty. I was on the floor with blankets. I had the cats with me. And I was like, I don't have any furniture. I don't have any stuff except I brought my altars with me. I did bring, like, I think I had one altar table and something else, but really
one of them was Mammon's, wasn't it?
No, I bought that after. Oh, yeah. Because I was like, I have no furniture. I have to go find furniture. And then I got to this outdoor market and I was like, wow, those are beautiful tables. There's actually a set of them. Another one is for a different Dark Lord that I work with. But yeah, that one, I was like, wow, that would be perfect for Mammon.
Oh, I love them. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, they're sitting beautiful. In the room with them. They're gorgeous.
I know. It's funny. We can't do these recordings from my house. I've got two kids. One of them's 5, one of them's 2. So the house is always noisy.
Yeah.
We'll be doing recordings and hear a shriek in the background or a crash. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
No, they're good kids. They're just very, 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 very high energy.
It's just the age too. When they're mm-hmm. that age, well, kids I think maybe are always loud.
And I love the tables.
Yeah, they're really nice. And no, I didn't have them when I left.
It was so funny, too, how you set up Mammon's altar, because you just, it was just,
I had everything in a box I didn't even know I was doing, and I just was like, oh, this table is perfect, and I have no furniture, and then the price was so good, I was like, all right, I'm just going to get it. Because it was a custom-made table, well, 2 custom-made tables, but yeah, I brought it home, and I was so excited, I put everything on it, and then, like, a day later, my life just took off and everything started crashing. I was like, what do you really want to do with your life? Do you mm-hmm. really want to be an engineer? Because here you can be the top level of it. Well, and then come to find out that when I announced my 2 weeks notice, my manager was devastated. He was like, we're gonna make you a lead engineer. And I was like, I didn't want it at that point. At one point I did want it, but after going through everything I'd gone through, I was like, yeah, I can't.
That is another thing that I really learned from working with Mammon was, what do I really want to do? It's funny because I asked you that question because he asked me that question.
Yes.
He actually did. I was so devastated with everything that happened when my life fell apart. And he actually, during one of our sessions, was like, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with your life? Whatever you want to do, you need to focus on that. You need to stop giving your attention to things that don't matter. You need to stop focusing on things that you don't want, and you need to focus on what you want to do. And he gave me no other choice. Mm-hmm. The only time I ever got ahead during that stage was when I focused on what I wanted to do. And it was painful because it was scary. Because I'm like, you know, you have a thought right here. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. Mm-hmm. You know, all this loss, all this, like, you know, this fear. And it's like, all right, I got to focus on what I want. I got to focus on what I want. I've got to, you know, I've got to put up the tough front. And it's interesting because I had no help at that time. It was like, it was set up so that there was no way I could get any help from anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do this on my own.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that forged something in me.
Mm-hmm.
That forged the diamonds in my soul. The pressure that I was under. It's like, I'm under so much pressure, I'm going to turn into a bloody diamond if it kills me. No, but he is so worth working with. I mean, if you really want your life changed. Mammon doesn't just, like, he's the demon lord of wealth and abundance. And he is incredibly powerful and incredibly brilliant and incredibly wise. But he's not just about, you know, actually, I'd say he's not the Dark Lord to approach if you just want money handed to you.
Yeah.
He works on the mindset. He works on manifestation. He works on, you know, teaching a man to fish versus giving him a fish.
Yes.
Like he really puts you through, you know, the iron. He teaches a lot of really good life lessons too. Like one of the things I've really had to learn is setting boundaries with people, with myself. And, you know, I've had situations where there's people who have been, you know, really horrible to me and pushed my boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been nice. They haven't respected me at all. And Mammon's basically been like, get rid of them. He's like, remove them from your life.
Yes.
Doesn't matter where they are. Just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them. He's so good at that. He's so good at just coming in and laying it down and being like, you do not deserve to be treated like this or this way. Do this. Get rid of them. Just cut them off.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, working with him. It's like, what is this person in your life for? How did you manifest them? That's what I had to look at too.
Mm-hmm.
What were my beliefs that led to this person coming into my life? What did I do to bring them to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then not only getting rid of that person, but then fixing the mindset or the subconscious thoughts or whatever it might have been, so I don't manifest somebody else like that to replace them after I remove them.
That is one thing I had to learn, because I kept manifesting the same type of person, and I kept getting into the same situation. I was so frustrated. I'm like, why does this keep happening? It was like the same story, different set of shoes. And Mahman was like, well, you're not fixing the root problem.
Exactly.
You're not learning the lesson here. And if you don't learn the lesson, you're going to keep repeating this until the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
That was a scary thought, actually. So I'm like, I don't want to repeat this. And he's like, all right. So he laid it out. He's like, if it's getting worse, it means you're giving into the pattern more. You're giving into the energy and the behavior more. So for a time, it did get worse. I remember that. The worst one was the hardest one to get rid of. It was the hardest one to get rid of. And then they've been progressively getting better.
Yeah.
Further away, more distant, you know, less of an impact on my immediate world. Probably I still give too much attention to things. It's because I'm hyper-analytical. I analyze everything. I look around and I'm like, I analyze everything to death, which is another thing I've had to learn to stop doing.
Yeah.
I have to stop paralyzing myself or slowing myself down by overanalyzing things.
Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot about energy vibration too. Where is my energy vibration? What am I attracting to myself right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had weeks where it's just been a really terrible week. And it's like, well, what am I doing? Why does this keep happening? And, you know, do I believe something that I'm not realizing? What energy am I putting out that's drawing this to me?
Mm-hmm.
And there have been times where I've been in a really high energy vibration and something would happen, you know, I'd make a mistake and I'd sink so fast that I'd immediately manifest somebody. Somebody would just show up that fit what I was trying to change. And I was like, all right, I have to get out of this place now, because that is like a huge red flag. It's like, okay, I am not where I need to be mentally. I need to get out of this and get back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so amazing. Like when you actually tune into the energies, you can actually see how your actions, how your feelings, how your vibrations are influencing and creating the world around you. That's a new thing that Mammon and I have been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Is he's been showing me how to really influence my energies to shift the energies around me to manifest things I want.
Yes.
Like the new manifestation skills that he's been teaching me are just amazing. It's amazing how fast they work. Like, I mean, right now, I love where I am right now in my life. And yes, I do want it to get better. I do want it to keep growing. I'm really looking forward to this year and the coming years, because it's just, last year was amazing. There was so much growth. There was so much abundance. It was just amazing. And this year, it started on the same thing.
Yeah.
Except, you know, I've set an even bigger goal, so now I've got to face all the new things, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because I know that it's leading me closer to what I want, because I've seen the results of it. It's like, all right, I did this before and I started to really get what I wanted.
Yeah.
It's really hard in the beginning.
Yes.
When you start working with Mammon, that's when it's hard, because you don't see any of these results. You don't have the track record. You just have this demon telling you, oh, you're going to do this, this, and this, and this, and then everything falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets destroyed and you're like, wait, I listened to you. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, you know, keep going. So you have to have the faith there.
Yeah.
Faith is a huge component of it. You have to have the faith to keep going.
That was really big for me in the beginning too, because I was trying to get the house out here. I was trying to still survive the job that I was in, and it was like they kept dumping more work on me and I had to move things around trying to get out here to look at houses and then getting approved, and just that's, you know, kind of a pain anyway, I think. But just having faith and pushing through. It's like, well, what do you want? Well, where are you going to put your focus?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to focus on the fact that this failed, that this didn't work out how you wanted to, or are you going to go back and make it work?
And that's another lesson. it never works out how you want it to.
No, or how you think.
You always have this perfect little thing, system. It's going to go like this, this, and this, and it's going to be great. No, never happens. Never happens. There's always that wrench that gets thrown in the machine, yes. You know, crashes everything.
I think, like what you said earlier, too, a lot of people just think that they'll work with Mammon and he'll be handing them things, and he's not like that.
Oh, no, he's not like that at all.
No,
he's not like that at all. He pushes you to learn. He pushes you to do. He pushes you to really succeed and to really, you know, go forward.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, well, I just want $1 million. It's like, all right, well, how are you going to get $1 million?
Mm-hmm. How is that going to come to you?
And it's like, if it was just that easy, then everybody who worked with demons would have $1 million because, mm-hmm. or whatever else other people.
But everybody that works with demons can do it.
Oh,
they can do it. If they're willing to listen to them, if they're willing to, you know, follow their guidance, they can do it. And they do give rewards, I mean, when you do things. Yeah. I've gotten incredible. I've had cash. I have had money just appear out of nowhere. Yes, I have had money. It's like, oh, why does my bank account look like that? That looks amazing.
Yeah.
I like that number. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had this happen.
Yeah.
And it's because I've followed the steps and I've done what I needed to do. Yeah. You know, I've followed the process. It's nice, you know, when you have that track record.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, I mean, if in the start, you have faith. You have to have faith. You have to have faith in it. And I know this sounds very, I hope this doesn't sound preachy. It's not meant to sound preachy because faith can be anything. It can be faith in yourself. It can be faith in, you know, your abilities. It can be faith in your skills. I mean, faith doesn't have to be a religious word. It's just a word where you have to trust. You have to trust in yourself. You have to trust in whatever you're working with. You have to trust in the system that you're following.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, whether that system comes from demons or it comes from a book or it comes from angels or it comes from, you know, whatever you're working with.
Because
mm-hmm. a lot of people work with both. I'm more of a demon person. Some people work with fae or other spiritual beings. When you trust in that system that you're working in, it really takes that leap of faith in the beginning. Because you do not have the results. You do not have the experiences. I mean, from where I am right now, I have seen the results. I've seen what happens when I trust them. I've seen what happens when I don't trust them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen what happens when I try to take matters into my own hands and think I know best.
Yes.
Seen that happen, too.
It's always a disaster.
Like, I'm going to do it like this.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it like that. Falls flat on face.
Yes.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah. I've done that, too. Stubbornness.
Mm-hmm. Pure stubbornness. We're all stubborn in this coven.
Yeah, I think it's a prerequisite to be in the coven.
I think so, too. I think you have to kind of be stubborn a bit to do this. Because you get hit with so much stuff. You have to be so stubborn to be like, I'm going to do this. I don't care what hits me.
Yeah.
It's like you have to be so stubborn that when you get hit and knocked down, you just get right back up and you're like, I'm going to go forward whether you want me to or not. Stubbornness is a good thing, I think.
It is. And I have also found that listening to them versus doing what I think I should do. Every time I listen to them, it goes so much more smoothly.
I've actually been there and been like, why are you not listening to them? And you're like, because.
It's like, no, I'm doing it this way. It's like you know how this is going
to
end.
You know what you need to do. You heard them. You told me what they said. Why are you not doing it? Because.
Sometimes I need to hear it a couple times. Sometimes I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's self-sabotage.
My original point, though, is once you have a few experiences, you can build on that. Mm-hmm. You can go forward on that. You can be like, you know what? I know this works. I know listening to them works. I know following their guidance works. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I can manifest, and I know what they are capable of helping me with. Like, we'll probably end it here because we've been talking for a while now. Mammon, he's a great demon to work with. Highly recommend it, especially if you really want your life completely changed, yes. Turned upside down.
Yeah.
You'll get what you want in the end if you listen to them, but, you know.
Just remember, listen to them.
Yes. Listen to them, follow their guidance. Actually, it should go with working with any demon.
Yeah.
Any demon that you choose to work with, that you really choose to seek guidance from, listen to them, follow their advice, hear what they have to say. Because a lot of them, they see things that we don't. They see the dimensions, they see the layers that we are blind to, and they can help navigate us and guide us through that. So until next time, thank you everybody for listening.